Sorry. Trying to do a little second-rate radio show here.
Oh, you can do it all you want.
Thanks. Appreciate you. Justin Akre joined by Chris Kane. And the ever-yammering Tyler, the intern, is going to be banished from the studio. He can't cut off his conversation at the beginning of the segment. Don't make me ground you.
He will. He'll do it.
Crazy Mike Shrimp and Wings. If you're going to get grounded, that's the place to be stuck. My friends, that's no punishment. That is a reward. And if you were a good boy or girl all weekend, you should ask to have somebody take you out. You've earned it. I mean, nobody should be subjected to Mondays without some good eats. Mondays are hard enough to get through. Buy one entree, get one half off tonight at Crazy Mike Shrimp and Wings, 200 North Bowman Road in Little Rock, Arkansas. 501-907-MIKE, 907-6453. If you're in a hurry, you can call ahead, order it up, take it home, eat it there, whatever you prefer. You can load up on some grub tonight before you watch the College World Series. Game one, Mississippi State, UCLA, or listen to it on the bus.
Or the NHL playoffs, whatever you prefer.
Oh, I'd love to have two options, Chris. It's excellent.
It is.
Crazy with a K-Mikes.com. And again, great food all through the week. Don't forget Tuesday night, the Crumb Snatcher special. Chris, if you want to borrow my kids and take them out to dinner, do it on Tuesday because you can take them out for $1.75 with a paid adult. It is a deal and a half.
That is a best deal.
Isn't that awesome? 11 to 8 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9:30 Friday and Saturday. One place and one place only. It is Crazy Mike Shrimp and Wings. Go by and see him soon.
Ask for the Justin Akre special.
Yes, and then Mike will give you that blank stare.
That's when they punch you in the face and steal your wallet. I don't even know what that means.
Thank you,
you,
big baby.
You have issues. Congrats again. I can't say it enough to Ken Duke. Made himself $1.1 million.
Not almost a bad weekend.
I mean, so the purse was $1.098 million. Why don't you just give him a couple extra grand and make it $1.1, make it easy. Anyway, I'm sure he's not complaining about that today. Very impressive performance. Bryce Mulder, a tie for 30th, and tie for 43rd.
Bryce made 32 grand.
Yes, tie for 43rd was Tag Ridings, who made 18 grand, which ain't too shabby. It ain't 1.1 million, but it ain't too shabby. If you want in, 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Also, Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Couple things here. Matt in Hot Springs. How about Lee Corso dropping the F-bomb on college game day? I thought that was going to be the beginning of the end for him. I am frankly very surprised that they have kept Corso. He, every week, it's the same thing. It's the guys on the desk around him rooting for him to get out whatever thought he has. And look, I'm not picking on him. I'm rooting for Lee, too. I love the guy. But there comes a time in every boxer's life or broadcaster's life when you have to say, maybe.
He's kind of just the mascot now, literally.
I would have no problem if he just came out for the last segment and did the mascot deal. It'd be okay.
He picks some pretty obscure games sometimes that nobody can see how it happens. But
he's all over the place, and half the time they have to jump in and try to help him out. And that's, it is what it is.
I love him, though.
I do, too, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Ken says, Justin, get an Xbox, and you can watch it in HD on your TV.
That's the problem. He's not a video game player.
No, I'm not.
Are your kids?
My kid has
They've got a PlayStation.
PS3.
I love PS3.
Bubba says, how fast were Tiger Bait serves when he put the beat down on RJ and Kane? How fast were they?
They're pretty fast. He still got it. He was a college tennis player. Of course, I guess it's kind of like riding a bike,
Chris, I was a college alcoholic. I mean, you don't see me drinking.
You can still
right
throw
now,
it. I think you can still throw it down pretty well.
Oh, man.
I've seen it.
A couple of other things from over the weekend. Let me get Casey in here first. Casey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I've been a Pirates fan for 20-plus years living in Arkansas, so I've been a perennial cellar dweller. But I was excited when they picked up Duke Welker in the draft, and he started his major league career last night. He went in the eighth inning and had a perfect inning.
Well, that's good.
Game ball.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Could be worse.
I just thought everybody would like a little bit of Duke Welker. I know he dropped off for a while. He's been in the majors for 5 years now?
I got to be honest. I'm not familiar with Duke Welker. You have to fill me in.
He was the starting pitcher for the Razorbacks.
I don't remember him.
When we went to the College World Series, lost the first time.
You talking about when they went and went 0-2 the time before last?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I was there covering him, but I don't remember him.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for
the update,
though. And
awesome.
I would feel bad for you as a Pirates fan, but I'm a Cubs fan, so I don't know that I can do that. And the good news is your team has won 4 games in a row, and they are leading the wild card, so you're in good shape.
all I know. And every time they face the Cardinals this year, they've been sweeping them.
The only thing that makes me happy is that the Brewers are just as terrible as the Cubs. It makes me feel all right.
Hey, and finally we got rid of the Astros.
That is true. The Cubs actually beat them over the weekend. They lost to them too, unfortunately, but nevertheless. Yeah, guess what? The Astros suck in any league, it turns out. They have the worst record in the American League after tanking in the National League last year. So I guess, I don't know, if you suck in the National League and you can't win there, and then they move you to the American League and you suck and you can't win there, what's next? You got to move to some sort of...
AAA?
Some other foreign league? I don't know.
I think they need to go to Japan.
Could they be top 100 in Canada? Is there a Mexican league that they could play in? I mean, maybe they go down there with... Who's our guy? Who's our fireball on HBO?
Oh, with Kenny Powers.
Kenny Powers, yes. They need to make Kenny Powers the ace in their rotation and play in a Mexican league. It'd be fun. All right, Casey, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Casey.
Yeah, you guys have a good one.
All right,
you
thanks.
Too. Says Welker was drafted, and actually in the second round, he's pretty high pick, 68th overall selection back in 07.
The only Duke I know is Ken Duke.
Yes.
And Duke Ellington. Duke University. And
the Duke of
Earl. Jinx.
I like more of the Earl of Sandwich than the Duke of Earl, but that's me. Earl of Sandwich, so good, especially with turkey, cheese, and extra tomato. But that's how I roll. Over the weekend, a couple of things. Update on the Aaron Hernandez hunt. Apparently, they have been combing through his house looking for evidence. Did you guys talk about this on the morning show today?
Not really. We talked about it a little bit last week when it was kind of unfolding. It's so sketchy.
They looked over his house, and they apparently looked in his doghouse. Look at this doghouse, Chris. There's a man standing next to it. His doghouse is nicer than my real house.
That is ridiculous.
It looks like a giant dollhouse, except it's a doghouse.
It's huge.
It's spectacular.
It has rooms, I'm sure.
Yes, it looks like it's built in the same sort of model as his home.
On a much smaller scale. What kind of dog does he have?
It doesn't matter.
I think it does matter a little bit.
I'm going to guess he does not have a Chihuahua. I think that's a safe bet. Aaron Hernandez does not seem like a Chihuahua owner. Apparently, also, there was a story over the weekend that he is they're trying to get more information on an alleged shooting from earlier in the year. It was in February. So Aaron Hernandez is in big trouble. Regardless of what happens, he got dumped by one of his sponsors, and he also, I'm sure, is going to be getting a word from the league once this continues. How about a game ball from over the weekend to Tyson Gay? The 100-200 double at the U.S. Track Championships in Des Moines, Iowa over the weekend, winning the 200 in 19.74, and he also beat Justin Gatlin in the 100 on Friday in 9.75. He says, I'm pretty tired. I'm just glad that I'm leaving the race healthy. Of course, he had a surgically repaired hip, and he's come back better than ever.
Very nice.
So hopefully he will have a chance to win at the Worlds and then maybe the next time around the Olympics.
A tough task.
Yes, it's in Rio. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's good to see that.
Never been.
Did you watch any boxing over the weekend?
I didn't. Who played? Who fought?
Well, Paulie Malignaggi, who is, I think he is still represented by, yes, he is, by Ludabella and company.
Okay.
Which is used to promote Jermaine Taylor.
Mm.
He fought Adrian Broner over the weekend. And the 23-year-old rising star beat Malignaggi and then took a shot at him, not only in the ring, but on Twitter. I came to town, took his belt and his girl,
he says,
Paulie Malignaggi. Apparently,
fighting words.
They were not exactly real friendly. After the final bell.
Good. I don't want boxers to be friendly with each other. Takes away from it.
They embrace, but apparently once Malignaggi heard about the post-fight comments, he approached him and they went at it again verbally. After going at it in the ring. Malignaggi's 32 years old. He threw 850 punches over 12 rounds. He was not nearly as efficient, though, apparently, as Broner. I did not see the fight, but just read a recap of it. But I think it's pretty safe to say these two do not like each other. I don't know the story about Malignaggi's girl, but it's pretty funny. This is what boxing needs. We need more boxers going at it.
Yeah, definitely. It takes away when they're buddies. You don't want that.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, I know you don't. That's why I said it.
Well, okay, Chris. It is 12:43. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and wrap it up. Again, tonight on The Buzz, the College World Series Game 1. Mississippi State looking for its first national title in any sport ever.
In the SEC? Or ever?
Ever.
Ever, ever.
Ever, ever.
Forever, ever?
Forever, ever. And that's a pretty long time. A mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you there's something else. The Afterworld. Well, you know what? You got all kinds of great TV options. We've been talking about that all day.